on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
And once again, welcome everyone to Crusader Basketball tonight on Catholic Radio. Tonight, 32 teams from 4A high schools across the state of Iowa look to move one step closer to the 2024 Iowa Girls State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. It is win or go home time as the 20-1 Crusaders hosts the 14-7 Tornadoes from Storm Lake. Storm Lake advanced to tonight's game with a 62-48 first-round win over Sergeant Bluff Luton on Wednesday night, while the Crusaders, by way of their regular season record, advanced with a first-round bye. It is once again my pleasure to welcome all of you in our listening audience, wherever you may be tuning in. It's great, as always, to have you with us, especially for postseason basketball. And, of course, postseason basketball coverage here of Crusader Basketball is brought to you through the generosity of Five Star Awards and More, Mr. Craig Festy, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mr. Craig Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes. A big thanks to Five Star Awards and More, Craig Festy, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Greg Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes for your assistance in helping us bring you postseason basketball here on Catholic Radio. Tonight, the third-ranked Crusaders supporting a 20-1 season mark are coming off a torrid late-season run that saw them outscore their opponents by an average margin of 73-33 over the final five games of the season. Meanwhile, Storm Lake went 4-1 during the same time period, losing only to a very good Newell Fonda team. For the Crusaders, tonight's game begins a quest to return to Wells Fargo Arena, where they lost in the state semifinals last season to North Polk after bowing out to Xavier in the 2022 state finals. It's been quite a run for the Crusaders, and their eyes are firmly set on trying to capture a 2024 title that has eluded them the past two seasons. To reach that goal, the Crusaders must handle a young and talented Storm Lake team that has run off an impressive 14-7 record in getting to the regional semifinals. Tonight's winner will take on the winner of 12-8 Glenwood versus 11-11 Winterset on Tuesday night in a regional final. Alongside Iowa Hall of Fame coach Tom Betts and Luis Torres back in the studio, I'm Bob Gary, and once again we'd like to welcome all of our listening audience to another night of Heelan Basketball on Catholic Radio. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of tonight's contest. KFHC KOIA Radio and Bishop Heelan wish to thank all our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Heelan Basketball. And of course, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks, as always, to our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan Athletics on Catholic Radio. Without your support, none of this would be possible. Today's pregame is brought to you in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group LLC, along with Wilmot's Do a Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and our friends at Sterling Computer. And once again, a shout-out to our special postseason sponsors. They are Five Star Awards and More under Mr. Craig Festy, Farm Bureau Financial Services under Greg Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes. Coach Betts, it's that time of year. It's playoff time, baby.
Man, where did this – it just kind of snuck up on us, didn't it? You know, it's gone quick. But this is our favorite time of year, no doubt about it. And two teams coming in here. The Crusaders have really, I don't want to say cruised through the regular season, but they have just had an outstanding year. They played well, and I feel that, you know, as any coach and any team wants to peak at the end, not early. And I think that's the case. I think Crusaders are playing their best ball right now.
Absolutely. You know, this is a team, Tom, over the last 3 years that's put together a 66-7 record. There hasn't been a lot of contests with Storm Lake. In fact, the series record over the years is just 1-0 Heelan, and that contest came back in 2009. So very much a new opponent. And, of course, as any team that comes into the O'Gorman Fieldhouse and takes on the Crusaders, the big question is how well a young Storm Lake team can handle that pressure defense that the Crusaders put on.
Yeah, they just kind of come at you and just – they swarm you, and it all starts with Brooklyn Stanley, our senior leader, and really, I mean, she kind of sets the tone defensively. Everyone else builds off that, but it is a really tough team defense to play against, whether they're in man, whether they're in a 1-3-1 half-court trap, and you've never seen it. It's, you know, it's like your first time eating jambalaya. You know what? It's gonna give you a bite.
Well, and you know, a lot of things have went in the favor of the Crusaders. Obviously, as long as they keep winning, they're going to stay at home here to advance to the state tournament. That's a big advantage. And the other big advantage is this team stayed relatively healthy throughout the course of the season. We essentially saw the same starting lineup throughout the entire course of the year. And, boy, that's always a plus when you get this deep into February and you're still the same horses you started with.
Well, the same horses, and then they've added to it. Our bench continues to get stronger. A player we didn't see early at all in the season was Colby Carroll, and now she's coming off the bench, giving us great minutes. Addie Kleiss has been consistent there. Julie Verzel has been a consistent, strong bench player. That first five has just been a tough group to handle. When you have four consistent scorers, and then you've got the Dennis Rodman of girls basketball, Maddie LaFleur, that just she'll D up, she'll get on the floor. She's just tough and gritty, kind of like her old man.
Once again, you're listening to our pregame tonight. It's brought to you by our premier sponsor, Verity Group LLC, along with Wilma's Do Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. We're going to take it back to the studio and hear from some of these great sponsors. And when we come back, we'll have a little more on tonight's playoff basketball game. Once again, it's Crusader basketball playoff time here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse on the campus of Bishop Elin High School. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertram with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Elin High School athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Helan Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
Here at Wilma's Hardware, we're proud to provide a wide range of repair services for both equipment and home repair. We're happy to help with any small engine repair, garage door repair, and window and screen repair. We are located at 815 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and 3025 Hamilton Boulevard. Thank you, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, for supporting Catholic Radio 88.1 FM.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back to Crusader playoff basketball from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse tonight. It's the Crusaders at 20-1 taking on the Tornadoes from Storm Lake. They stand at 14-7 on the season. Again, they advance to tonight's ballgame by virtue of a 62-48 win over Sergeant Bluff Luton on Wednesday of this week. The Crusaders had a bye given their fine regular season record and the number one seed they have in this particular region. It is 4A basketball tonight. Our coverage of Crusader playoff basketball as we go through the course of the next couple of weeks, knock on wood, is brought to you by Five Star Awards and more, Mr. Craig Festy, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mr. Greg Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Home. So, again, Thomas, always a big advantage when you get a little home court to play these games, because I don't care how good you are and there's a certain degree of pressure that you see in the postseason that you just don't see in the regular season.
No doubt about it. And I know Coach Koolstra, he loves to practice in our home court, and he loves to be in here. But our girls, again, we talk about it a lot, their defense. And defense travels. You can pack up defense in your gym bag, and it's going to play well at every court. You might not shoot well at every court. You might not shoot well at home or on the road, but you can play defense anywhere, and it'll help you be successful. And so I think that's what's going to set the tone, especially in this sub-state that the Crusaders are in.
And you get the feeling we'll know pretty quickly, how well Storm Lake's able to handle that pressure. And it really is incumbent upon them to take care of the ball and have some sense of ball security against that pressure defense that the Crusaders have. Here are tonight's starting lineups, as brought to you by Security National Bank. First of all, for the Storm Lake Tornadoes, our coach is Nathan Richter. Nathan's team is 14-7 on the season. They average 55.2 points a game. They shoot it at 49% inside the arc, 30% outside the arc, and from the free throw line they stand at 64 8% on the season. Their starting lineup looks like this. Number one is Mackenzie Harder. She is a 5'7 junior. Mackenzie averages just over 3 points a game. Number four is Adia Yanga. She's a 5'11 junior. Adia averages 15.8 points a game. Number 11 is Avery DeHaan. She is the leading scorer for the Tornadoes. She's a 5'9 sophomore, averages 17.5 points a game, and has shot 153 three-point shots this year, making 54 of them. So she is a threat from deep. Number 21 is Grace Kinkle. She's a 5'10 sophomore, averages 7 points a game. She'll be have the tough duty of handling things inside for Storm Lake. And rounding out that starting lineup is number 23, Maddie Raveling. Maddie's a 5'7 junior, averages 7.2 points a game. So it's Harder, Yanga, DeHaan, Kinkle, and Raveling in that starting lineup. Two sophomores and three juniors, so that entire squad will return next season. For your Crusaders, 20-1 on the season, ranked third in 4A in the state of Iowa. Their starting lineup looks like this. Number one is Maddie Demke, the 5'2 senior, averages 6 points a game. Maddie shoots it at 34% from the three-point line, 73% from the charity stripe. Number 11, Brooklyn Stanley, the returning All-Stater. She's a 5'8 senior, averages 14 points a game, 33% from the arc, 70% from the free throw line. Number 23 is the outstanding freshman, Melina Snoozy, at 5'11. She averages just shy of 18 points a game, 42% from beyond the arc, and 74% from the free throw line. Number 41 is Maddie LaFleur. Maddie's a 5'9 junior, averages 2 points a game, but does so much for this team in every facet of the game. And rounding out that starting lineup is the triple threat, number 45, Abby Lee, the 6-foot junior, averages 15 points a game, just shy of 8 rebounds a game, and about 5 block shots. She shoots it from 30% from the arc and 69% from the free throw line. You'll also see a lot tonight from Addie Kleiss, a 5'10 junior. Number 21 is Colby Carroll, 5'9 freshman, and Julie Verzel, 5'9 senior. So Kleiss, Carroll, and Verzel will be the first three off the bench for the Crusaders. Also expect to see something from Carly Cove, a 5'8 senior. So it's Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee. The Crusaders average 65 points a game, 56% inside the arc, 30% from beyond the arc, and 68% from the charity line. So it's the Crusaders and Storm Lake here in just a moment. We're going to take it back to studio to hear a prayer from Bishop Helen Chaplain, Father Travis Crowdy. When we come back, we'll have tonight's opening tip-off. Once again, postseason basketball tonight is brought to you by Five Star Awards and More, Craig Fessy, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Greg Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes. We'll be right back.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the door frame? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety. A place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
Hello, listeners. I'm Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Helan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome everyone to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, where tonight it's playoff 4A basketball as the Bishop Helan Crusaders at 20-1 will take on the Tornadoes from Storm Lake. The Tornadoes sit at 14-7 on the season. Again, the starting lineups for tonight, Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee for the Crusaders. And the lineup for the Tornadoes looks like this: Harder, Yanga, DeHaan, Kankel, and Raveling. Again, 20-1 Crusaders, 14-7 Storm Lake. It's a game tonight is for a berth in the 4A regional final on next Tuesday. And now here is your national anthem. Again, alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Garriers. It's Crusader basketball here. Big thanks to the fine folks here at Bishop Helin, the administration here, for giving us permission to call tonight's ball game. It's always a pleasure to be with all of you tonight for basketball. And 32 teams start here at 7 o'clock. In about 2 hours, we'll be down to the Sweet 16, Thomas. It's yes. That time of year.
No doubt about it. And there's no tomorrow, so you have to come out and play. It usually works best if you play from the tip-off. So that's Crusaders, they need to, you know, set the tone early, get a quick start. I don't know if we're setting up to get the tip. Looks like we're setting up on a 1-3-1 because I think Brooklyn's already conceded she's not going to get this tip.
They have Yanga listed at 5'11". She looks like she might be a smidgen taller than that, as, in fact, Storm Lake does control the opening tip, and they're going to move left to right in your, on your radio dial. They're dressed in their road green uniforms. They get to the corner, throw it inside, high post. They got a nice move in there. Shot's blocked by LaFleur. Nice job there. It was Maddie Raveling that had about an 8-footer, and in the battle of the Maddies, Maddie LaFleur won that. She got the block and got the heel. Here come the Crusaders.
Storm Lake back into 2-3. Looks like they're going to say we're going to pack it in, take away some of that penetration the Crusaders are so good at in that inside game of Abby Lee. We'll see how good they are.
And Lee gets a turnaround jumper from just about 5 feet on the right baseline. It's off the mark, rebounded by Storm Lake, but it's stolen near midcourt by Snoozy. She's got Stanley with her on a two-on-two. They're going to pull it back, spin the ball right to left. Snoozy left wing, doesn't like it, kicks it over to Stanley. Stanley right wing extended, back up high to Demke as the Crusaders are going to set their offense. Snoozy left wing now working against that 2-3 tornado zone. Cross-court pass, Stanley. Stanley puts it down with the left paw, puts it up, and she's going to be hacked in the act. She'll get two shots at the free throw line. That foul's going to be whistled on Grace Kinkel as Stanley came off that right wing, as she so often does with that left hand. Got about 6 feet away on her shot. She was fouled. She'll shoot two on the air. She is a 70% free throw shooter. Brooklyn Stanley at the line. First free throw is up and good. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom, as well as Mills, Schellhammer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. As Stanley goes 1-for-2, rebound is brought down by Yanga, and here come Storm Lake. Crusaders quickly set up that 1-3-1. They extend it near midcourt. Tornadoes are able to break it. Now they pick up their dribble. Baseline Yanga. She puts it down. One dribble, kicks it up high. Two Raveling. They spin it. There's Harder. Jump shot from about 8 feet off glass. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Stanley. Here come the Crusaders pushing it quickly. Stanley kicks it right wing. Snoozy, quick release. Three. Good. Melina Snoozy with the tray. 4-0 early. Crusaders here. 6:22 to go in your first quarter. Crusaders draw blood there with the three-pointer by the outstanding freshman. And that allows the Crusaders to set that 1-3-1 up. Yanga breaks it, high post, kicks it right wing Harder, back up high into Yanga at the free throw line. Left-handed dribble. She went in hard and got fouled by Abby Lee. Nice move there with the left hand. First foul on Abby. It's going to put Miss Yang get to the line to shoot a pair.
Again, she shot 107 free throws on the season. She looks like she's going to be a challenge in there for Abby. She's a big, strong post player at 6'1", and took it in there strong.
Free throw looks good and is good. So Storm Lake, the Tornadoes are on the board. Playoff basketball action is brought to you by Five Star Awards and More, Farm Bureau Financial Services, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes. Second free throw is up and good as well. That cuts that lead in half. 4-2 Crusaders here. We're 2 minutes into the first half here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Storm Lake sits in that 2-3 zone. Snoozy left side, kicks it high to Demke. She spins it right side now. Stanley probing, kicks corner to Snoozy. Snoozy made a three there. Instead, she kicks it inside to Lee. Lee's turnaround jumper off glass is good.
Great job. She created some separation on that post drop, post move Abby did, and great finish.
Stanley applies the pressure up high. The kick at corner. There's a double team there. Nice double team by Snoozy and LeFleur. The ball's tipped. Stolen by Demke. Demke goes coast to coast. Missed the layup, but it's followed by Snoozy. She missed it, and it's going to be rebounded by Stanley. One extra pass. Snoozy goes up and gets a block. Abby Lee had an easy one there. Gave it up to Snoozy, and Crusaders come out empty. Looked pretty promising there. They had 4 point blank shots. Couldn't get it. On the other end,
that was 11 to DeHaan, and nice little jump shot from about 17.
Avery DeHaan can play a little bit. A 5'9 senior, averages about 17 and a half a game. She is a threat from outside. 6'4 Crusaders here. Storm Lake's weathering an early storm here. 4:52 to go in your first quarter on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders working against that zone. It's Demke, long three off the back of the horn. It's going to be rebounded by Lee out high, and she's going to be fouled.
And that'll have been her 2-on-21.
As Grace Kinkle, the 5'10 sophomore, is going to get whistled for a foul, and we're going to see the first substitution of the game come in for Storm Lake, and that is number 22, Aubrey Koski. Koski is a 6 foot senior. Crusaders inbound. Lee, three pointer off the back of the horn, but rebounded by Snoozy. Turn around, puts up, no good. LeFleur gets the putback. So Maddie LeFleur on the third opportunity there got the putback. Crusaders hitting the boards hard. They're up 8-4. 4:25 to go here, quarter number one. There's a near steal, and now it is stolen by Stanley. Here come the girls in white. They got numbers. Nice pass there as Demke's going to be fouled on the act. She had Snoozy off to her right, but before that anything could happen there, there's a foul whistled on the Tornadoes. That's going to be on number one, Mackenzie Harder. The first on Harder, the 5'7 junior. Crusaders will inbound under their own basket. Already three team fouls here for Storm Lake. We're nearing the midpoint of quarter number one. Snoozy cross court. LeFleur back up high. Snoozy, long three.
Good. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
She's feeling it. I tell you what, that was from 24 and nothing but the bottom of the net.
It's kind of Caitlin Clark range there as Stanley gets the steal. Left-handed layup off the mark. Snoozy follows up, hands back to Lee. Lee puts it in. A little run here by the Crusaders has them up 13-4 and a very wise timeout by Storm Lake because things are the dam's kind of breaking here early on. 3:49 to go here, quarter number one. It's the Crusaders 13, Storm Lake 4 here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Once again, big thanks to our postseason sponsors. They are Five Star Awards and More, Mr. Craig Festy, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mr. Greg Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes, along with our normal first quarter sponsors who are Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. Thomas, Crusaders are starting to flex that muscle there defensively and getting some easy looks.
No, they are. And I don't think Storm Lake is necessarily – I think they've got a strong point guard. I think DeHaan's a strong player. But if you're not coming with the full gamut and you also are not ready for this, it's going to take a quarter to adjust to it.
So here's Storm Lake coming across the midcourt. They cross the timeline there with the balls raveling. She kicks a corner. Trap there on Koski. She gets it up high post, but the ball stolen once again. Demke popping down, gets the steal, looks up court, finds Stanley going full speed, and fouled in the act of shooting is going to be Brooklyn Stanley. She'll go to line for two more here. On the foul was Adia Yanka. And tell you what, the big girl ran the court pretty good there to get that block.
She's a nice player. She's a very athletic, strong player, and Yeah, good recovery. But, again, four fouls already here for Storm Lake with 3:30 left in the first quarter. Everything from here on out is going to be two shots.
Stanley knocks that first free throw down. She's 2 for 3 on the night. Checking in the ball game for the Crusaders is Julie Verzel. And getting quick breather there will be LaFleur. Second free throw is off the mark. 2 for 4 tonight for the returning All-Stater. Crusaders up by 10, 14-4. There's a Crusader trap in the corner. Now the ball stolen by Lee. Running the floor quickly is Melina Snoozy. Right-handed layup is up and good. Snoozy's got 8 to lead the Crusader attack. 16-4 Crusaders. Crusaders back in that 1-3-1 as the ball comes across midcourt. Raveling kicks it up high. There's Lee stepping in and getting the steal and getting the layup. She's got 6. 18-4 here, Crusaders. Boy, you just have to be so careful here with your passing.
Well, you can't. That was just a little lob pass, and that is not going to work against this defense.
Ball goes corner. Koski's going to be trapped hard by Snoozy and Verzel. She kicks it up high. Yanga takes it in, misses it. Rebound by Lee. Here come the Crusaders. Keep the pace up. 2:38 to go. Crusaders up 14, 18-4. They kick it into Lee. Lee pump fakes, nothing going, kicks it back to Stanley. Stanley with the drive, back to Lee. Lee pump fake, puts it up, and good. Lee's got 8. Snoozy's got 8. Crusaders up 20-4 here. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. As we're going to see a couple subs come. There's a big trap. This time the Tornadoes are able to weather it. They kick it inside and get a nice layup there. That's Bothold, with the deuce there. Nice passing there by Storm Lake. 20-6 Crusaders. Here's Bothold gets the bucket. Maddie Demke's going to set the offense up. There's Snoozy. Quick three. Good. Wow.
Yeah, she's just playing with him right now.
Wow.
I tell you what,
that three-point number just keeps climbing. 42% coming into the game early on. She's a perfect 3 for 3 as we're going to see a foul whistled on Abby Lee trying to get the steal here as they kicked it out of a trap into the middle. And that's going to be, that's going to be 2 on Abby. So probably see her get a little breather here. 23-6, minute 39 to go as Colby Carroll has checked into the ball game along with Carly Cobe. LaFleur is back in there. So the Crusaders going to that bench here with a minute 35 to go in quarter number one. Storm Lake nearly gets the ball stolen, and Cobe's going to be whistled for the foul. Carly had a little angle there, but just couldn't quite get there in time. So her first foul, team foul number 3 on the Crusaders. 89 seconds left here in quarter number one. Crusaders up 17 already. Yanga with the ball up high. She kicks it right wing. It's Miller. She takes it to the corner to Bothold.
I want to say, don't throw it to that corner, honey.
Boy, and they just bait you into that corner, and then they throw that trap at you. That's the beauty of the 1-3-1. And if you can navigate that initial trap from the corner and spin the ball, you got some chances, but sometimes easier said than done.
Exactly.
Grace Kingle with her 2 fouls is back in the game. And really, Coach Rector almost has to do that. There's no need letting your kids sit if the game gets out of hand. 23-6 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Stanley kicks it high post. LaFleur, and LaFleur takes an extra step there. She was trying to hit Snoozy on a back door cut, but drug
that foot a little bit.
Here comes Storm Lake now. This time up high, it's going to be Carroll applying the pressure, the freshman. Storm Lake's got 4 people up above the three-point arc trying to navigate that pressure. Now Raveling spins it over to Koski. Koski back to Raveling. She takes a corner. There's a corner three. It's off the mark. But Yang is there for the rebound and puts it back up and in. Adia Yanga with 4.
And again, she's got nice hands. What year is she? She's just
a junior. Yeah.
16 a game. Good player.
23-8 Crusaders. It's LaFleur with the ball high post. Flips it back to Stanley. Stanley drives in, loses her footing, and we're going to have another turnover here. So back-to-back traveling calls by the Crusaders. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by FiberCom, as well as Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. Storm Lake's able to navigate through the 1-3-1. They get to the corner, now back up high. High post to Yanga. She bobbles the pass, but's able to get control of it. She kicks it up high to Raveling. Corner Miller, she kicks it inside. Fadeaway jumper there by Kinkles off the mark. Rebounded by the Crusaders. 2 seconds left. A long three-pointer by Snoozy. In and out. And after one, it's in the books. It's the Crusaders 23. Storm Lake 6. Once again, postseason basketball coverage is brought to you by Five Star Awards and more. Craig Festi, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Greg Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes. We'll be right back for quarter two. It's Crusader Basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the doorframe? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety. A place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
We interrupt your regular scheduled programming.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. As always, I'm pleased to be joined by Iowa Hall of Famer Tom Betts. I'm Bob Gary. It's great to be with you tonight. It's playoff basketball. We got quite a run of playoff games coming up. Monday night, the boys kick into action from here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. They'll be entertaining a good Sioux Center team in round one of the 3A playoffs, and if the girls are successful tonight, they will turn around and play on Tuesday against the winner of Winset and Glenwood. But first things first, the Crusaders with the ball to start quarter number two as they work against that Storm Lake zone. There's Abby Lee, a little fadeaway jumper there from 8 feet. She knocks it home. She's got 10. The lead all scorers in the ballgame, 25-8 Crusaders. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Light Forms, as well as Keller Williams, real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Crusaders staying in that 1-3-1, applying pressure. There's a nice feed inside, and now it's on the inside-out kick. It's stolen by Stanley. She kicks it up to Lee. Lee over to Snoozy. Snoozy with the deuce.
Yeah, I tell you what, they are a great, unselfish team on the break. Brooklyn to Abby to Melina Snoozy, and Snoozy with the near steal there.
Wow.
Coach Kulister didn't like that call, but, Coach, you're up 20. It's okay.
27-8. Snoozy nearly got the steal. Instead, she gets the foul. She's got 13. Lee's got 10. Storm Lake at this point has 8. So a couple of the Crusader girls have already outscored the team in green, the Tornadoes from Storm Lake. Again, a young team, two sophomores and three juniors in that lineup for Storm Lake. There's Yanka with the ball up high. She kicks it over a corner. They avoid the trap, kick it inside. Now inside out, they got an open three-point look. It's up and off the mark. That was DeHaan, who is a very good three-point shooter, just a little bit strong, but the ball's going to go out of bounds off the Crusaders. It'll be second life for Storm Lake here. Zilla inbounded just in front of the Bishop Heelan bench.
Grace Kinkel, the sophomore, she's had about two or three opportunities inside to attempt that, to take it up. At 5'10", it's kind of surprising me that she doesn't.
Ball's kicked inbounds and nearly stolen by the Crusaders, but instead it gets in the hands of Harder. Kicks it over to Koski. Koski has the ball stolen. Here comes Snoozy and Demke on a two-on-one break. Demke, Snoozy, basket. It's always a pretty safe bet to get an assist if you feed Melina Snoozy. She's got 15 already. We're just a minute 30 into quarter number two, and the Crusaders are up 29-8. Under Security National Bank scoreboard. Nice drive and finish there by Grace Kinkel. She caught the ball at the free throw line, took it right to the heart of the Crusader defense, and got the bucket at the other end. Snoozy, good. Three-pointer. She is a perfect 4-for-4.
Yeah. Can we play her tomorrow? Can she play Monday?
There is a lot of looks of astonishment in the crowd here.
I mean, she's just pure.
She's the real deal. Ball goes inside. Short miss there by DeHaan, and the rebound by LaFleur. I think we're going to see a foul whistled on Miss DeHaan trying to follow her shot. That's going to be Avery's first foul. Nice rebound there by LaFleur, excuse me. Crusaders 32, Storm Lake 10. 5:55 to go here in your second quarter. All Crusaders thus far. Here comes Dembke bringing it across. Looks like Storm Lake's going to switch over to a little man-to-man defense. And now it's Stanley time. Long three-pointer off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by nobody as the ball goes out of bounds off the Tornadoes. Will be Crusader ball under their own basket. Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, and Barkley Asphalt join real estate agent Tammy Bertrand and Lifeforms as your second quarter sponsor. Snoozy jumper, the elbow.
Yeah,
it's good.
She missed a layup, didn't she?
She missed a layup. Yeah, the easiest shot she had tonight, she missed.
We get to watch her for three more years.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Nice drive there, but a miss by Ravling. Crusaders with the rebound. One and done, Storm Lake. Here comes Dembke. And she's going to be whistled for the double team. She was trying to dribble and direct her team and got both hands on the, both mitts on the ball. So a little turnover here by the Crusaders. One of those aggressive turnovers, though. Yep. You'll take those. 34-10, 5:15 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. We're in quarter two. It is semifinal playoff action here in a 4A Regional 3. There's a three-pointer by DeHaan. It's off the mark, rebounded by Carroll on the long rebound. Crusaders kick it up quickly. Snoozy, right wing, pulls back, kicks it up high. Stanley now. Stanley inside. Maddie LaFleur with a nice move. Got the ball blocked, but comes back in the hands of Snoozy. She kicks it out. Stanley, three-pointer good.
There we go. It's just Crusaders rolling.
Stanley with a quiet five, but a 10 of assists already. If Crusaders up 27 here with 4:40 to go in your first quarter. And we're going to see a timeout whistled by the Storm Lake Tornado. It's going to be a full timeout. We're going to take one with you. Once again, postseason Crusader basketball brought to you by Five Star Awards and more, Farm Bureau Financial Services, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing Catholic High School sports. Go Crusaders.
Are you ready, Siouxland? The Sioux City Bandits season premiere kicks off on Saturday, March 9th at the Tyson Event Center against the Minneapolis Warriors. Don't miss out on a historic season of dynamic professional arena football and family fun entertainment for all ages. Tune in right here to Siouxland Catholic Radio and stay up to date on the 25th year of professional football in Siouxland and a legacy of legends 2024.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, out of the timeout. Tornadoes had a couple of looks. The last one was a long three-pointer by Aubrey Koski, but before she releases, she's called for traveling. It's turnover Storm Lake. 4:15 to go here in quarter number two. Crusaders 37, Storm Lake 10. Storm Lake's going to switch back into that. Now it's a 1-2-2 zone the way it looks.
A little extended 2-3. Yeah, it's they're zoning them.
Crusaders working. Dembke, three. Off the horn, rebounded by temporarily by Yanka, and I believe we're going to see Yanka is going to be fouled on the rebound. Let's see who they whistle that on. It's on Crusaders. It's going to be the first one on Maddie LaFleur, the 5'9 junior. Crusaders up 27 here in what's been a very impressive outing thus far as Storm Lake breaks the pressure. Nice job there by Maddie Ravling. She kicks a corner. It's Yanga with the ball. She gets double-teamed, and she's going to be fouled into the corner. And let's see, that might be another one, a quick one on Maddie LaFleur. If so, that's two on her. Yep. So she's got two, and Abby Lee's got two here for the Crusaders. Really the only downside tonight.
Right.
You had an interesting day, Thomas.
Oh, I did. I got to drive down to the Ames, catch the Cyclones and Texas Tech at Hilton Coliseum. I tell you what an electric atmosphere that place is. And then, yeah, a lot of good wins for our teams. You know, the Hawkeyes, a big win on the road at Wisconsin, and the Blue Jays went into Butler and took care of business by 20-some.
And the Huskers took care of Penn State today.
Oh, they did.
Yep. Big. Three-pointer by Storm Lakes off the mark, but the putback there by Grace Kinkle, she's got four. Cuts that lead back to 25, 37-12 as Storm Lake got a second-chance opportunity there and made the best of it. Crusaders now, they've got Addison Kleiss checked into the ball game, as well as Colby Carroll, as the ball has tried to go inside to Kleiss, and that was into LaFleur, but it's tipped out of bounds by Storm Lake. And we'll give you a heads up on that lineup now as we get a couple new bodies in. It's going to be Crusader ball with that original starting lineup back on the floor for Coach Darren Koolstra. Ball goes up high. Demke kicks it corner. Stanley fade away from deep in the corners off the mark. LaFleur bangs the board and gets the offensive rebound. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to belong to the Tornadoes. 37-12, 3:02 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. We are in quarter number two. Crusader.
I was going to say, if Melina Snoozy didn't play, it'd be closer. I tell you what, she's just had a heck of a first half, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. Storm Lake's getting a little more comfortable handling that pressure. They get inside, just couldn't get it to fall. Nice look there once again by Grace Kinkle, but a little too firm off the glass and rebounded by the Crusaders. Here comes Demke with the ball across the timeline. She's calling a play, a little four-high set for the Crusaders. Now the hand back, Stanley up between the circles. Back to Demke, high post, Lee. Lee's jumper from 13 feet is good. Abby Lee with 12.
And again, Abby, you get her in anywhere inside 12, 14 foot, she's just got a soft touch.
Raveling kicks the ball to the corner. They kick it in high to Yanga. She takes it to the hole, left hand up and missed it. Kind of influenced there by Abby, but Abby turns the ball over trying to go behind her back. At the other end, it's nearly stolen, but it's going to stay in the hands of Storm Lake there. Nice defense by Adia Yanga. As first of all, she got the rebound and then got the steal, and now Storm Lake's going to inbound just inside their just on the baseline outside their own basket. Raveling's going to trigger it inbound. She kicks it up high. Ball goes in the hands of Dahan. She's yet to get going tonight. And we're going to see another foul whistled, and it's going to be on one of our big girls, and that's going to be three on Maddie LaFleur, I believe.
Coach Koolstra is going to leave Maddie out there, which probably isn't the worst thing. I don't know if she's going to get a whole lot of playing time in the second half.
Well, sometimes you just need to learn to play with those fouls,
yeah,
too.
You do.
Four fouls. We're under 2 minutes
to
go.
Well, what a nice move there.
Yeah, Diga Yanga with another bucket. Cuts that lead back to 25. Quickly, Stanley, right wing three off the mark. Abby Lee hustles, gets the rebound deep, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay in the hands of the Crusaders. Inbounds will come just outside the Storm Lake bench. Free throw line extended as we now have checking in the ball game is Julie Verzel for the Crusaders. Verzel will take the place of LaFleur with those three fouls. Here comes the offense now working against the zone. The kick at right wing Stanley back up high Demke. Julie Verzel catches the high post, kicks it down baseline. Lee doesn't have it. Snoozy does have it. Made it. Wow. I'm just going to say, wow,
yeah.
That's 5 for 5 from deep for the freshman.
Well, and they're Gardner.
Her release is so very, very quick. Dahan kicks it inside. Kinkle got it. She feeds it down. Really nice feed down to Botholt. She's got four now. And we're going to see a timeout. I'm not sure what's going on there. It looks like maybe Stanley's got a bloody nose.
Yeah, I see a little blood dripping off her nose there.
Watch wrestling all day today. No blood timeouts in this game, though.
No. Did you just say you watch wrestling?
Yeah, I was watching the Nebraska State.
Good.
I had a niece that had three of her sons were wrestling in the Nebraska State tournament, so I was watching a little of that today. I lead a quiet existence, Tom.
Yes, you do.
Ball goes inside Verzel. She drops down to Lee, and Lee's going to be hacked. It's going to be it's going to be whistled on by another one of those sophomores. Look out for this Storm Lake team next year. They have got nearly everybody back. There's a nice inbound set. Lee misses the 12-footer. Rebounds brought down. Nice rebound there by Mackenzie Harder, the junior. Mackenzie's going to push it up quickly. Gets trapped. Kicks it inside. Point blank shots missed once again. Kinkle had a good look. Rebounded by, I believe we're going to give that rebound to Colby Carroll. Now Carroll's got it right wing back up high. Demke. Demke's going to set the offense. We've got 34 seconds left in the game clock, 22 seconds left in the shot clock. Quarter two, Crusaders up 42-16. Looks like the Crusaders are going to run this clock down a little bit. Big thanks to our premier sponsors, Light Forms and Keller Williams Real Estate agent Tammy Bertrand. They are your premier second quarter sponsors. Ball goes to the corner. Snoozy drops it off. Colby Carroll, three. Good.
Great shot. Great assist, great set.
The freshman, Colby Carroll, knocks it. Freshman to freshman there. Give the assist to Snoozy at the other end. Storm Lake trying to get a bucket here with 2 seconds, 1 second, and they're not going to get a shot off. And half number one is in the books. And it is all blue and gold as the Crusaders 45, Storm Lake 16. Once again, a big thanks to SRAM Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Ducky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, and Barkley Asphalt. They join Lifeforms and Keller Williams Real Estate agent Tammy Bertrand as your second quarter sponsors. And, of course, postseason basketball coverage is brought to you through the generosity of Five Star Awards and more, Farm Bureau Financial Services, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes. At half on your Security National Bank scoreboard, it is the Crusaders 45 and the Tornado 16. We'll be right back with our halftime activities.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121. NewCrib.com.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio, brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with People's Bank of Sioux City, Storm Lake, People's Bank of Sioux City, Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Potts and Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists on your halftime scoreboard. It is the Crusaders up big 45-16 here as they look to advance in the 4A Region 3 against the winner of Winterset and Glenwood. They're playing tonight. I believe that game is being held in Glenwood. Once again, the Crusaders up big 45-16. Before we talk a little bit more about what we saw that first half, here's a few public announcements from public service announcements from Catholic Radio. First of all, any 1st through 12th grade students are invited to submit a visual arts entry for the Siouxland Catholic Radio's 2024 Juried Youth Art Festival based on this year's theme, The Saints. Entries are due March 14th at 4 p.m. The entries will be displayed April 16th through the 19th at the station. All entries will be displayed at the station, again, April 16th through the 19th. The first place winner's artwork will be displayed at the Art Sucks Gallery and win tickets to the Sioux City Bandits regular season home game. Learn more at www.siouxlandcatholicradio.com. Did you know that Jesus appeared to a 7-year-old girl through the Eucharist? You can borrow this and other Eucharistic miracles of the world banners from Catholic or from Siouxland Catholic Radio at no charge to add to your event or program. The new and improved Siouxland Catholic Radio Eucharistic Miracles banners are on display at the Holy Cross, Sacred Heart, and Modern Day Lenten Fish Fries, thanks to the courtesy of the Knights of Columbus. Siouxland Catholic Radio is taking it to the streets with our streets team. Join Joy Bishwakama and share your time, talents, and expertise. You can volunteer once for a special project or more like Joy does. Service hours are available. For more information, contact Lisa Niebuhr at the station, 712-224-5342. You think you are prepared, but are you? Join Kelly Hendricks, Meyer Brothers Funeral Home's pre-needs counselor, and Siouxland Catholic Radio Tuesday, March 19th at 11 a.m. for a free lunch and learn at the station. Learn the importance of pre-planning and better understanding why being prepared can be the best gift you can give your loved ones. To RSVP, contact Kelly Hendricks at Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes, 712-255-0131 or Siouxland Catholic Radio. And finally, donate while you dine. Visit Culver's on Hamilton Boulevard Tuesday, March 12th from 5 to 8 p.m. A percentage of your purchase will be donated to Siouxland Catholic Radio to enhance the station's programming like Bishop Healing Sports and much, much more. As always, a big thanks to our good friends at Catholic Radio for giving us valuable airtime so that we can bring you Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Well, Thomas, kind of thought it'd be a little bit this way, but not quite the extent it is. Crusaders up big 45-16, and just really dominance from the very onset, 23-8 after one, and a 22-8 push in the second quarter has pushed that lead to where it is now.
You know, the three-pointer is it can kill you in a couple ways. If you're not making them, it can kill you. If you're making them, it really makes it tough for the other team, and boy, Melina Snoozy, what, 6 of 7 maybe?
She hasn't missed from the three-point line.
Well, yeah. You got it. What about the one at the end of the first quarter from half court?
Oh,
she almost banked in, Coach.
Yeah,
she almost banked in.
We got to call that one.
Yes, I mean, she hasn't missed a rhythm shot. And, that's tough to overcome. I mean, they're not giving her, like, easy looks.
7 for 12 from deep for the team.
You know, we talk about all the time is that what's going to kill you against the Crusaders is if you can't handle that pressure, and it's usually early because teams seem to adjust a little bit to it, but early on that gets you so many transition buckets. So it's been the three-point shooting of Snoozy and then just transition layups that had just been the difference. And, I don't think Storm Lake has played a terrible first half. No. They just, If you give up 45 and the other team shoots like that, it's tough.
That defense just makes you pay for any mistakes you make. And I think where the teams evolved, Tom, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they came out of the gate and were very efficient in the transition game. But what we've seen them become more patient on the offensive end when they have to make a few passes and utilizing the high-low entries to Abby and getting, you know, really everybody involved. It's just been nice to watch that progression with this team.
Well, the other thing, too, is early in the season, we didn't shoot the ball extremely well from the arc. We have been really, really found our rhythm there. And, if that's going, then you get, inside, outside, and you get the transition going, boy, you got it covered.
Once again, the winner of this game has a date on Tuesday night with the winner of Glenwood, who has been a kind of a tournament regular against Winterset. They're playing tonight down in Glenwood. That game, if the Crusaders hold on to this, which appears that they probably will be held here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. So it's going to be a busy week. I'm on the road next week, so Coach Betts is going to take the horn. He'll have a Monday night boys 3A sub-state first-round game against Sioux Center, and hopefully we've got a lot more action next week as a Tuesday night 4A regional final kind of looms in the distance.
And hopefully if the boys can get by Monday night, then they'll play Thursday here.
So
busy. When are you coming back, Coach?
After it's all done.
Oh, when it's all done.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't be back till early March. So
are you going to miss state tournament too?
Yeah. Yeah, we're down there for a month.
So. My gosh. You know, Part-time Bob, that's what we call him.
I know. Yeah. Time of year you hate to miss, too.
It's a thriller.
But
you're missing the good stuff.
I get to sit in the sun in Arizona and listen to you guys do your work.
So do I get to pick my partners?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Boy, we're going to have some fun.
Somebody that can hold you up, I hope.
You're
going to have to pay attention to what's going on.
It'll probably only take me about four games to figure out the play-by-play.
Real quickly, scoring. You got a test run this year at Lamar.
Yeah,
you did a great job. Melina Snoozy with 23, Abby Lee with 12, 5 for Stanley, 3 for Carroll, and 2 for LaFleur for the Tornadoes, 6 for Yanga, 4 for Botholt, 2 for DeHaan, and 4 for Grace Henkel. Again, all Crusaders, 45-15. Big thanks to our halftime sponsors. They were People's Bank, Mollet Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. They join our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin, as they have all year. Again, postseason basketball coverage is brought to you by Five Star Awards and more. Craig Festi, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mr. Greg Fisher, and the generosity of Christy Smith Funeral Homes. We're ready for quarter number 3. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank. Crusaders up, and it will be the Crusaders with the ball. First opportunity here as they lead by 29, and we're kind of hanging on the precipice of perhaps getting that point freeze at 35 points. 45-16 Crusaders after one half of play. Here come the Crusaders with the ball. They'll start with that initial starting lineup. In fact, both teams are going with their initial starters. Dempke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee. For the Tornadoes, Harder, Yanga, DeHaan, Kenkel, and Raveling. As there's a near steal, it's going to be a jump ball, and possession arrow is going to point in favor of Storm Lake. So 11 seconds into the second half, the Crusaders turn the ball over. Here comes the Storm Lake Tornadoes. Raveling brings it across midcourt, and she takes an extra step. So just 19 seconds into the game, we've got back-to-back turnovers.
Well,
let's just start it over here.
Let's just start it over. Just say that didn't happen.
Here come the Crusaders now. Demke's going to bring it across. Looks like Storm Lake's going to sit in that extended 1-2-2 zone, trying to match up to those Crusader three-point shooters. Ball's flipped over to Lee. Lee pump fakes, drives, puts it up. Her little floater's off the mark, but she gets her own rebound and put back. She's got 14. That lead now sits at 31, 47-16. We're about 40 seconds into quarter number 3. Nice drive there by Raveling. She gets cut off, kicks it high post to Hardy, and then it's tipped in. I got to give that to Grace Kinkle,
well,
I believe.
I give it to Abby Lee, but if you want to give it to Grace Kinkle, you just try that. So,
really a beautiful tip in.
It was a really nice
whoever
tip
did
in.
It.
Yeah.
Stanley kicks it right, Sing Lee into LaFleur. She kicks it back out. Maddie put that one up. Stanley drives in. She's off the horn. Maddie. LaFleur with the putback off the offensive board. So Maddie had a couple rebounds there and got a basket. She's got 4 on the night. That leads back up to 31. Raveling brings it across midcourt. She's handled the ball for the most part for Storm Lake, and she pulls up. Nice little jumper from about 12 feet there. Maddie Raveling, that's her first bucket of the night. 49-20 Crusaders. Stanley kicks it into LaFleur. She tips it back out to Lee. Lee cross court, Snoozy. Snoozy pump fakes, drives. Baseline floaters off the mark. And the rebound's brought down by Storm Lake. Adia Yanga with the rebound there. Crusaders quickly pick up the pressure. Ball's tipped away. Stanley's got a breakaway. Good hustle there by Harder trying to catch her. But Stanley gets the finish. She's got 7. Lead moves back up to 31 at 51-20. Storm Lake with the ball. Raveling thought about the three-pointer. Takes a corner. DeHaan, corner three, good. And we've been kind of waiting for Avery DeHaan.
She's got a beautiful-looking stroke. Shooters like that need to force more shots.
5'9 sophomore, it's DeHaan. She is the leading scorer on this team. At the other end, a nice little fadeaway by Abby Lee. She caught the ball about 8 feet away, turned that back, and flipped it off glass. Basket good, Abby Lee. 53-23. The lead is 30. Yanga, left-hand dribble, kicks it out. DeHaan, another three, left corner, good. I think she's found her spot.
Yeah.
She's got 8.
Well, and Storm Lake's doing a much better job attacking the zone, using some of that height, penetrating gaps, and that's a textbook zone O.
Snoozy three, left side, off the mark. 0-for-2 on this side of the court from Miss Snoozy after almost flawless first half. There's Demke with the steal. And Storm Lake with the steal right back. Yanga now. She's going to take it right at Maddie LaFleur. Left-handed step through. She misses it. Rebound pulled down by Maddie LaFleur. Nice defense there by Maddie to hold Storm Lake to one and done. Here come the Crusaders. Demke with the ball up high. She pulls it back. Zone look for Storm Lake. Demke left side high. Kicks it right side high. They go high post to LaFleur. She kicks it out to Lee. Now back to LaFleur. Maddie has her shot blocked. A nice defense there by Yanga with the block and the recovery. The other end, Harder turns it over. Stolen by Stanley. Stanley pushes it. She got Snoozy to her right. Snoozy catches it. Has trouble with it. It's going to kick it back out to Lee, and they're going to reset the offense up high with Demke. Halfway through quarter number three, and I don't think Coach is real happy with kind of the way we're performing right now.
Yeah, a little sloppy start to the third quarter.
And we're going to see the Crusaders with a short timeout. Gives us a chance to thank our third-quarter sponsors. They are Falk Brothers along with Central Bank, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Our postseason brought to you by Five Star Awards and more, Craig Festy, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Greg Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes. Crusader basketball is back on the air Monday night, 7 o'clock, 6:45 pregame as Coach Betts will take over as the Crusaders will entertain a good Sioux Center team that's got a rich heritage.
Yeah. I've watched Sioux Center on video. They match up kind of right to the Heelan kids. You know, they've got so their postman, 6'6", is a Kansas State football recruit. He's strong as an ox, played tight end on the football team. If you guys remember, we went to 17 overtimes in that football team.
Yeah.
I mean, how would we go? 3 or 4?
That was a really good football team.
Yeah, so that they won't. I guarantee you, they have not forgotten that, and it'll be a good matchup on Monday.
I think on the last play of the game, they lost one of their better basketball players and their quarterback. I don't know if he ever came back. I think that might have been a serious knee injury. Stanley, long three, coming out of the timeouts. It's off the horn. Battle for the rebound is won by Storm Lake as they kick it to Harder. She's going to bring it up near midcourt. Now pull it back. They cross midcourt, kick it over to Miller. Miller takes a corner. DeHaan back to Miller up high. Harder, couple dribbles and gets the ball stolen, but they're going to be a reach foul. Got caught in the cookie jar there. That's going to be Brooklyn Stanley with her first foul.
And as we get further down the tournament trail, if there's one concern I have is that we play a very aggressive style defense. You get to the state tournament, you got to be extra clean. And sometimes some of the gambling that we do, we just got to make sure we're really clean of those things.
Coming out of the timeout, Storm Lake throws it away. Here comes Snoozy. She's driving, got cut off. Good defense there by Harder in the open floor. Demke back high. Abby Lee, long three off the horn. Rebound's brought down by Stanley. Stanley off glass. She just missed that one. Came up a little bit short. Rebounded by Koski. At the other end, we're going to see two-shot foul called on Maddie Demke. It's taking it hard to the hole. It was number one, Mackenzie Harder. And Mackenzie's going to go to the line and shoot a pair there. That's going to be foul number one on Miss Demke. And Harder's going to go to the line. She is an excellent free throw shooter. Doesn't get there a lot, but she is now 8-for-9 on the season.
Nothing but net there.
She has one more. We'll get her to that 90% mark if she can avoid the old announcer jinx, and she does. Mackenzie Harder's on the board. 53-28, leads 25 for the Crusaders. 2:55 to go here in quarter number three. Crusaders led big at half, 45-16, and they've kind of just exchanged buckets here in the third quarter. Demke with the ball for the Crusaders. Kicks it up to Stanley, back to Demke. Demke, long three. It's off the mark. Crusaders kind of went cold from behind the arc.
Yeah.
But once again, an offensive rebound. Now Snoozy puts it down. Fadeaway baseline jumper, nothing but air. Rebound, Storm Lake, as they're going to bring it across midcourt. Storm Lake's got a little more comfortable here in the third quarter as there's a kick ball. It's going to remain in the hands of the Tornadoes.
The Tornadoes have outscored Heelan 12-8 this quarter. So they've come out. They've made some good adjustments at halftime. They've come out and won this quarter so far.
Yeah, we looked like we were on the verge of maybe a point freeze, but they have fought back. The lead sits at 25, 2:20 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Miller, cross court. Ball's tipped by Snoozy and nearly stolen, but it's going to go off Molina's hands. Sometimes you forget how good she is in that side of the court, right, as well, Miss Snoozy. A good rebounder and one of those kids that at 5'11" can grab the old rock and just go with it. Crusaders have checked in. Carly Cove, the senior, is going to play that right wing for the Crusaders. Stanley remains up high, Lee in the middle, Snoozy on the other wing, and Dempke down low. Here come the Crusaders off the steal. Stanley, Cobe. Cobe missed it, but Snoozy's there for the rebound. Dempke on the kick out. Three-pointers off the mark. And they're going to call Abby Lee over the back here, trying to get that rebound. And she now has three fouls to go along with Maddie LaFleur, who also is whistled with three. 53-28, 1:55 to go here in quarter number three. Crusaders set up that 1-3-1. Raveling brings it across midcourt for Storm Lake and kind of probes, goes in deep, tries to force some action, kicks it out to Yanga. She's going to dribble it up high. They pulled the six-footer out away from the basket. Cross-court passes over the outstretched hands of Miller in a turnover, Storm Lake.
Yeah, I think that they've got to quit picking up their dribble when they drive into that gap. They're getting good spots, but I think they need to go in there a little more forceful.
Kind of surprised. I'm kind of surprised that Raveling hasn't shot that more when she drives into that gap. The one shot she took there looked pretty good. Maddie Dempke up high now for the Crusaders, slowing things down here, kind of trying to figure out what they're doing. Looks like they're trying to run a little set here. They got a little low snack stack, excuse me, and Dempke up high, Stanley back to Dempke. Stanley up high right side.
Not a lot of movement right now in that zone. Oh.
Got Lee in the high post. They get to Dempke down low. She kicks it up to Lee. Lee's off the mark, and the rebound's brought down by Storm Lake. Miller with that rebound. Here comes Raveling with the ball. Kicks it Miller. Miller, good flash, but Storm Lake missed it. His Botholt flashed into that high post. Got the ball, missed the jumper. 46 seconds left in the quarter, 27 on the shot clock. Lee misses another short one from inside. Rebound by Yang. A very sloppy quarter for the Crusaders. You don't see them held under double figures very often.
No, you certainly don't. And, credit to Storm Lake. They made the adjustments and really played a really good third quarter as Jenga gets the and-one opportunity.
Really nice and-one as she really got a strong left hand, and she takes it in and got the and-one opportunity, and that foul's going to be whistled on. Looks like it's going to be on Abby Lee, but according to the board here, she's still got three fouls. Yanga, free throw, good.
Make sure for the three-point play.
Yanga with nine leads the Storm Lake attack. 53-31, Crusaders up 22. The lead's been as big as 31, but kudos to Storm Lake for hanging tough here. Shot clock is off, 10 seconds, 8 seconds. Snoozy takes a corner. Stanley, three, deep left corner, good. So it wasn't a pretty quarter, but it finished pretty for the Crusaders as Stanley drills the three. She's got 10. Crusaders lead by 25, 56-31 after three quarters of play. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Atlantic Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. When we return, it's quarter number four. Crusaders up big with this one stanza left. We'll be right back.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. Luis Torres back at the studio. It's Crusader basketball tonight as we get ready to start quarter number four. Crusader ball and a Crusader lead at 25 points there as...
The shot clock did not start, so we haven't started a last two quarters very smooth, either from a player standpoint or technology standpoint.
Crusaders held to just 11 points in that third stanza as they were outscored 15-11 by Storm Lake. But again, the Crusaders were up big at half, 45-16, and they remain up by 25 here, 56-31. Now, here we go again. Crusaders with the ball. Right wing, Stanley. She's going to take a couple dribbles, go off the high pick, get mid lane, jumper good. So Stanley kind of picking things up now. She's got 12. Kind of zeroing in on her 14 points that she averages each game as we're going to see a foul whistled on Miss Stanley.
Yep.
So she's heavy in the action here as we start quarter number four. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. They are your premier sponsors for quarter number four. Storm Lake now with the ball, working against that 1-3-1 defense. Raveling kicks it to Yangus. She makes a nice step-through drive and gets the finish. She's a good-looking player.
She's got some nice skills for a big player.
Adia Yanga now with 12 for Storm Lake. The lead sits at 25.
Again, she's a junior, 5'11". There's going to be some colleges that want her to come play for her.
I would say she might even be pushing 6'6".
Exactly. I think 5'11 is a soft stretch. She's looks a little bit bigger than Abby Lee.
Dempke now between the circles. She kicks it to the left wing. And Stanley's going to drive all the way from the left ring all the way in for the right-handed layup. She's got another one now. Stanley with 9 in the second half, 14 overall. She's right on her scoring average as Raveling turns the ball over. Not only did Stanley apply some great offense there, she applied the defensive coverage that forced the Tornadoes into yet another turnover. Here come the Crusaders, 6:48 to go in your ballgame, 60-33 Crusaders. They're looking to move on to a 4A final, 4A regional final on Tuesday night. If they hold on to this lead, it will be here against the winner of Winterset and Glenwood. Crusaders with the ball, Snoozy, three-pointer good. She's back.
Yeah, she's back.
I was worried, Tom. She got shut out the third quarter.
If you're guarding her, you have to make – she's like a college player. You have to close out hard to make her bounce the basketball. If you let her just catch and shoot, you're going to be really sorry.
She tips the ball. Lee gets the steal. Here comes Dempke, pushes up quickly. Stanley, same spot. Missed the long three. It's off the mark and out of bounds. It's going to be one and done for the Crusaders. Crusader lead now sits at 30-63-33. 6:08 to go in your ball game. Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and our new sponsor, Tri-State Nursing, join St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank as your fourth quarter sponsors. And, of course, big thanks to Five Star Awards and more, Craig Festy, Farm Bureau and Financial Services, Greg Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes for your ability to underwrite playoff action as there's a nice three-pointer put in by DeHaan. Avery DeHaan now with 10. At the other end, Crusaders missed a short one there. Snoozy with the miss. Ball goes out of bounds. It looks like it's going to be off the Tornado, so it'll be Crusader inbound here with 5:45 to go in your ball game.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Coach. Storm Lake, there are some young players on there. They've got a lot to build on for next year.
Ball goes up high off the inbound set. Abby Lee working it up high, spins it over to Snoozy. Cross court, Stanley. Corner, LeFleur. She thought about the three. Stanley turned down the three. Lee turned down the three. Now they go to Dempke, left corner. Run a little shot clock here. We're left 10 seconds left on the shot clock. 5:22 left on the game clock here. Crusaders up comfortably. Lee, Snoozy. Snoozy has to rush the three-pointer. It's off the mark with the rebound by Stanley, and the putback is good. Stanley now with 16. Snoozy with 26. Lee with 16. As the big three once again have come to play. And there's another turnover by the Tornadoes. 65-36 Crusaders. 5:03 left in your ballgame. Again, the winner advances to a 4A Region 3 final. on Tuesday night, and the winner of that game would advance to Wells Fargo Arena for the state tournament.
Yep. And again, well, you know, we mentioned, I really think that there's about four teams in Class 4A, which the girls, a lot of people don't understand. There's five classes in girls, four in boys. But I think there's really a legitimate four teams in Class 4A that have a chance to win it. And in the Heelan group.
Probably with the three-pointer there. Nice possession for the Crusaders. A little inside outlook. At the other end, there's a steal by LaFleur. She brings it up, kicks it up to Cobe, and just a little bit out of her outstretched hands. Right idea, just one of those aggressive turnovers you can live with. Crusaders up 32 at 68-36. Once again, great scoring balance tonight from the Crusaders, especially from the big three. Here's DeHaan working against Maddie Demke. Crusaders kind of switch the 1-3-1 look up there. The ball goes into the high post. A nice little jumper there by Botholt. She gets the bucket, a 5'7 sophomore. She's got six. 68-38, leads 30. Carly Cobe with the ball, right wing. Of course, Carly is a senior, and Carly's worked her way back into this rotation a little bit as they feed Lee. Lee gets another bucket.
And again, you've got a senior that's been around the block a little bit and has the ability to stretch defense, hit open shots, and that's what she brings.
Botholt inside out, the kick at DeHaan, high, three-pointer, good.
Well, I'll tell you what, when she's been open, she doesn't hit anything but the bottom of the net as well.
Avery DeHaan now with three three-pointers. Speaking of three-pointers, it's Snoozy, cross-court, Cobe, another three off the mark, but there's Lee to grab there, another rebound. Turnaround jumpers off the mark. Good hustle there by LaFleur, but it goes in the hands of Storm Lake, and they're going to push it across the timeline with the ball. Was Richardson up high to DeHaan. They go inside. Botholt goes right into LaFleur, and they're going to whistle Maddie with the foul, and it's going to put Miss Botholt to the line to shoot a pair. Abby Botholt is a sophomore. She's got six on the night, coming off the bench for the Storm Lake. Again, they're 14-7 on the season. Botholt misses the first free throw. She'll get one more here. 3:09 left in your ball game. It's the Crusaders 70, Storm Lake 41. As you're going to start to see some of the Crusader regulars exit the ball game. LaFleur's out. Lee's out.
Second half's been a draw, 25 all, I believe.
Second free throw's off the mark. Nice hustle by Storm Lake to get the offensive rebound. Botholt inside, missed it. DeHaan got it and put it in. Avery DeHaan with another bucket. She's got seven in the quarter. She now has 16 on the night, and she is right at her scoring, near scoring average of 17.5 a ball game. Crusaders now working against the zone. They're up 70-43. Snoozy right side. Demke step back three, just off the mark, and the rebound is going to be tied up as Colby Carroll and let's see who was the player there for Storm Lake. That was number 12, Miller, Kendra Miller, tied it up. Jump ball possession is going to go to Storm Lake as Melina Snoozy is going to check out of the ball game, and then a big night for the freshman as Snoozy is going to close shop with 26 points on the night. Checking in for her is Colby Carroll. So it's Carroll, Verzel, Kleiss, Cobe, and Demke on the floor for the Crusaders. There's a nice feed inside. Step through. Yeah. It's shots missed, but there's going to be a foul called as Grace Kinkle's going to go to the line to shoot a pair. Let's see who they whistle that foul on. I think it's probably going to be on Addison Kleiss. Again, I'm wrong. It's Carly Cobe.
You know, if you're Storm Lake, you leave this game obviously disappointed that, you know, you lost. But for a young team to go on the road to a really, you know, play a pretty exceptional team, go down at halftime, come back and fight back and really play as strong a second half as they have, they've got a lot to build on.
And then you hope you take care of business next year in the regular season and avoid having the Crusaders in your region there.
Right.
As Julie Verzel with the putback, I believe.
Well, what you do is if you're the Crusader girls and the Storm Lake girls, in the off season, you find a lot of times to scrimmage each other because it benefits you both.
Ball goes inside. There's going to be a foul whistled. Foul's going to be whistled on Julie Verzel. I believe that was Verzel that got that last bucket, wasn't it, Tom?
Yes.
It hasn't went up on the official board yet, but I'm going to give Jules credit for that. Here's a senior that's came off that bench and just played steady Eddie basketball all season and a great student, one of the top-ranked students in her class, just an awesome kid and does a great job on the basketball floor.
Well, and you can see her every Sunday at 10 o'clock Mass at Holy Cross. She'll sit right in front of me every Sunday. Good kid.
It's always better to sit in front of you than behind you, Tom.
Well, she gets to listen to my beautiful singing.
Well, that's a plus. Yanga was whistled for the foul there. That's her second. As Crusaders now going to bring across midcourt. 1:35 to go in your ball game. Crusaders are going to move on to that regional final on Tuesday night. Addison Kleist, three-pointer off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Storm Lake. Grace Kenkel with the rebound. Kicks it up. They give it to Yanga. Left hand. Puts it up. Step through. Off the mark. Gets her own rebound. Right side. Puts it up and gets it.
I like the way she plays. She's got a motor on her, too.
I think she might have some college basketball potential there. As we're going to get a substitute here. It is Caitlin Porath. The lone senior who hasn't played yet for the Crusaders is going to check in. Good to see Caitlin get on the floor. She came in a couple weeks ago and knocked a couple three-pointers down.
She started against TJ and got us off to a good start with a three-pointer on senior night.
72-47, 1:11 left in your ball game. Big thanks to all of you who tuned in tonight. As always, it's been our pleasure to bring you these ball games. We hope you continue to listen to Tom as we move into the playoffs, deeper into the playoffs, and the teams in white keep on going. Addison Kleist with the ball up high left side. Drops it inside. Julie Verzel's turnaround jumper's off the mark. Ball's blocked and stolen. Here comes Storm Lake with the ball to kick it up to Yanga. She drives in. A little Euro step. Flips it up. Misses it. Kleist with the rebound, and Kleist is going to be fouled. That's his team foul number two on Storm Lake in the quarter. 72-47. Crusaders, a great job of holding court here in this regional semifinal. Now they'll anxiously await the winner of the ball game down south. Somebody's going to have a long trip to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse.
Yes, yes, they are.
And the winner of this game will take on the winner of Winterset and Glenwood. We haven't seen anything on that ball game yet. Ball goes into Porath. She kicks it outside, and it's just a little bit off the outstretched hands of Addie Kleist. Turnover Crusaders, 20 seconds left here as Storm Lake's going to inbound in their own backcourt. Cole Richardson brings it across. She's playing catch out high with Miller. Richardson to Miller. Ball's kicked out of bounds. 13 and a half seconds to go. Big thanks, as always, to all our great sponsors and to all of you who have tuned in wherever you may be. We certainly appreciate your support of us, and we love calling these ball games. As there's a steal, and the Crusaders are going to walk it up. This one's going to be in the books, and it's going to be a final. The Crusaders, 72. Storm Lake, 47. And for the Crusaders, they move to 21-1 on the season, and they move one step closer to Wells Fargo Arena. They will host the 4A regional final here on Tuesday night from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Again, the winner of Glenwood and Winterset will be the opponent. Again, your final here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, 72-47 Crusaders, another outstanding effort by the Crusaders. Fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Tri-State Nursing. And, of course, our postseason Crusader basketball is brought to you through the generosity of Five Star Awards and more. Craig Festy, Farm Bureau of Financial Services, Mr. Greg Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes. We'll be back in just a moment with our post-game and final comments. You've been listening to Crusader basketball on this beautiful Saturday night from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be right back.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us. So we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to our post-game show as our Crusader post-game is brought to you by our premier Knights of Columbus sponsor, Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Again, your final from here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It was the Crusaders with a 72-47 victory. The Crusaders led 23-8 after one, 45-16 after two. After three, it was 56-15. And, of course, your final is 72-47. Real quickly, scoring recap. Avery DeHaan with 15 for Storm Lake, 13 for Yanga, 8 points for Kankel, 6 points for Botholt, 2 points apiece for Harder and Rabbling. For the Crusaders, another big night for Melina Snoozy, 26 points for the freshman, 23 in the first half, 18 points for Abby Lee, 16 points for Stanley, 3 points for Carly Cove, 3 points for Colby Carroll, 4 points for Maddie LaFleur, and 2 points for Julie Verzel. Crusaders 72, Storm Lake 47. Storm Lake bows out on the season with an outstanding 14-8 season. Congratulations to Coach Reichter and a young team. They were going to bring everybody back next year, so watch out for the girls in green, the Storm Lake Tornadoes. The Crusaders, though, too much, too often, and they cruise to a big one tonight, 21-1, and basically that's about right on par with what we've seen the last five games or so with this Crusader team. They are certainly on a roll as they head one step closer to Des Moines.
No, it was the first half. Quick start, transition buckets, the shooting of Melina Snoozy in that first half, and that got us off to a great start. Second half, it's hard to come out with that same fire the second half, especially when you go in with that kind of lead. But second half, Brooklyn got going a little bit. Abby Lee made her damage inside, and it was kind of a typical story, just kind of take care of business and move on.
And, Tom, as you well know, every step you take closer to Des Moines, it's going to get a little more difficult. Now, you're going to see a good team, whether it's Winterset or Glenwood that comes in here. Has two programs, especially Glenwood, that's had a lot of success over the last 3 to 5 years. And I don't know as much about Winterset, but expect a good one here on Tuesday night. But it's always good to be home.
Well, and I'm going to tell you what, if you have not seeing these Healing girls, and if you can't make it to the state tournament, but you can get here in person, you need to come watch them in person. They are a fun team to watch. It would be great to have not that we don't want to listen, talk to you guys on Tuesday on the radio, but we'd sure be nice to have a great crowd here as well.
Tonight's win moves their 3-year record to 67-7.
It's pretty good.
A state final loss, a state semifinal loss. This is a team that squarely has in their radar going all the way this year, and there's enough weapons on this team. They're going to be a tough out, but one step at a time, and the next step is going to happen on Tuesday night here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Big thanks to Five Star Awards and More, Craig Festy, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Greg Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes. They are our postseason Crusader sponsors. And, of course, want to send out a big thanks to our postgame sponsors, as they've been all year. They are Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tiles. So the Crusaders move on. 72-47 big win over Storm Lake tonight to move to 21-1 on the season, and just another outstanding performance by the Crusaders. Well, for me, this is where I bow out on the season. Tom's going to take it from here on in, and hopefully there's a well, but it's truly been my pleasure to bring you these games throughout the course of the year. As an old basketball coach, being able to stay connected to the sport by calling games like this is truly a treat for me, and I certainly appreciate the privilege of your time and choosing to listen to us throughout this coverage. And as Tom said, let's get out and support them, these girls, on Tuesday night. Let's send them off to Des Moines with a big home crowd here. If not, as always, we'll have coverage here on Catholic Radio. So the coverage resumes next week, Monday night. Boys 3A first round, Sioux Center comes to town and takes on the Crusaders. On Tuesday, it'll be girls 4A regional finals. And then if the boys win on Monday, we'll be back on the air on Thursday. So until then, we hope that all of you have a great weekend. Once again, a big thanks to all our great sponsors, the Underwright Heathen Athletics here on Catholic Radio, and, of course, Catholic Radio itself, for giving us the privilege of prime time so we can bring you Heathen Athletics throughout the course of the year. So for Luis Torres back in the studio, Tom Betts here beside me, I'm Bob Gary. Once again, a big thanks to all of you for giving us your time and attention tonight. We hope you enjoyed it. We certainly did. The Crusaders with the win, 72-47. God bless, and have a great remainder of the weekend, and we'll be back on Monday night. Until then, good night, everyone.
Catholic Charities wants you to know your marriage matters. Our therapists have years of experience helping couples focus on the positive, improve communication, and make their relationship loving again. If you and your spouse are at odds or struggling with issues small or large, visit CathChar.com, CathChar.com. Catholic Charities provides the caring support to help you build a happier home.